The outcries of Shia Muslims on the streets of Pakistan are not so unusual. Over the years, they have been the favorite target of terrorists. Ministry of Home Affairs, in its official figures, has revealed that as many as 2,100 people, both from Sunni and Shia sects of Islam, were killed during last 5 years. However, most of the victims, the report points out, were from Shia community.
What has happened in the last few years, we've never had violence against Shias in this country. We haven't had violence at this level against non-Muslim minorities either. But it's been getting steadily worse, and the reason is because there is impunity. People are not arrested, not prosecuted, not punished.
There have been no major attacks against Shia community in recent months. Nonetheless, various extremist groups have been killing Shia Muslim figures for different reasons.
Killers come from somewhere. They have agendas, and there can be more than one agendas. One agenda could be sectarian violence and just aggravating this to further their own design. Another could be just to create upheaval. Yet another could be to target elements which do not support you, perhaps politically.
Security forces in Karachi have found evidence that one particular political group, an obvious reference to MQM, is behind killing of people both from Shia and Sunni sects of Islam. Together with MQM, analysts point out there are many other internal and external forces who have also vested political interest in igniting sectarian conflict in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.